Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that as a Christian, we should always dress in a way that will glorify God. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Then his daily living should not include certain things. It should not have social drink in there. Now, I know there are preachers and others that have got out there and taught, all of a sudden they're trying to justify anything that was sinful before. I think they preached against it at one time. I've seen those preachers that preach against things one time, they'll say, well, I was wrong on that. Back then they were saying they were preaching the Word of God. Now they're saying they're preaching the Word of God to go against the things they used to preach they said was from the Word of God. It makes you wonder, were they a fraud then, or are they a fraud now? But still, this look at the behavior of young men. Men, live a godly life. Therefore, you will not social drink. You will not be immodest in dress. Now, a lot of times we look at immodest dress and say, well, that pertains to women. It pertains to men, too. See, sometimes men dress in a way that'll make us look like the world. Man, we are so cool. And we want the world to think, hey, we are worldly. We are them. We are really on the same page. We are relevant. And the problem is, when you do that, don't realize what you're saying is, I'm relevant to the world, not to God. You want to dress in a way that is holy and acceptable unto God. When people go into court, for example, lawyers went into the court, the men, they have a coat and tie on. Ladies have a modest, dress that doesn't show off their body. Okay. Men and the ladies that are lawyers go into a courtroom and they dress that way. If you go visit the president, boy, you better dress up. That you're dressed up when you go visit the president of the United States. Somebody was getting on to me one day and said, you're so legalistic. He said, here you are. You're legalistic. You got to wear a coat and tie every day, let alone just for church. And you don't even need to wear it in church. A lot of preachers are preaching now, and they're not wearing a coat and tie. You don't have to do that. That's not spiritual. Boy, they really get to me. You know, I said finally to a couple of them, I says, you know what? That's very interesting. When your mother has a funeral, she dies, and I'll go there and preach her funeral in a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. And if your daughter gets married, that's the way I'll marry her, too, even though they'll have on a wedding gown and all this other stuff. Because I know you don't expect a higher standard for your mother and your daughter than you do for God. Now, that sounds kind of smart alecky, but no, it's trying to make them see. Because I really wouldn't do that. Okay, I really wouldn't do that. But, you see, I want those people to see that they're degrading God. And so how you dress in your daily dress, I'm not saying you wear a coat and tie for your man every day because it's addressing young men. I'm saying that you dress in a way that shows that you are not trying to emulate the world. Now, again, let's be clear. Let's be clear about it. People have uniforms. They got to wear those uniforms. I used to tell the kids, you don't like the dress code in our school, but if you go to work down there for one of these hamburger joints, you got to wear their uniform, and if you don't wear their uniform, you're out the door. Policemen have uniforms. Military people have uniforms. You can't just say, I don't feel like wearing those today. I'm not going to do it. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in the brig. So, again, dress. Because you're representing Jesus Christ, and you don't want anybody to think of things unholy in your association with Jesus Christ. Also, young men, again, on this idea here that we're looking at of being sober. Again, look at verse 7, Titus 2, verse 7. Showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Now, in this uncorruptness, there's a good example right there. Uncorruptness means that you don't speak, especially to the opposite sex, with seductive words, sexual innuendo. There are words that are wrong in that area, but the marriage bed is undefiled, and so using those words to your wife is fine, but you don't need to use those words to anybody else. Okay, outside of that, then it is unholy, and it's just a rejection of God's word, and it is like spitting in the face of God, and that is terrible. And so, watch out for seductive words and sexual innuendo. That is so wrong. Now, there are people that go to movies. I was telling our church the other day, I says, I can remember when we had black and white TV and antennas outside, you know, and you didn't have all the cable and everything else that you have. The TV went off at 11 o'clock. I mean, at night, the TV station, it always here in America, in with the national anthem. That's the way it'd go off. And as a matter of fact, I can remember in my early days of ministry being asked to come to a TV station when it's going off the air and record devotionals, 5-minute devotionals going off the air. I thought, wow, that is something, because they certainly don't do that today. Of course, they stay on 24/7 pretty much anymore. But people go to movies. And as I was telling the people, back even in 1939 at the World's Fair, when they was come about the TV and the TV started to grow, a lot of scientists were afraid. Now, I'm not talking about just Christians and preachers. A lot of scientists were afraid with the changing pictures and everything else. It would affect the abilities of thinking. And it would almost be one of those things like a brainwashing. I think that's true. A lot of them preaching against the movies. I remember the preachers preaching against the movies. And I can remember one preacher, you know, that I used to preach against the TV program, I Love Lucy. And you wonder, well, why would they preach against that? They didn't cuss or anything on that program. Because in that program, the husband was a nightclub singer and worker. And although they didn't show him drinking alcohol, alcohol was served. They talked about those things. And see, what I'm saying is that the preachers were afraid back in that day that the people, the church, the young people, the young adults, the middle-aged adults would see the lifestyles of these people. Then they'd be writing in magazines and the things, drinking, smoking, extramarital sex, immodesty, would come into the thinking of the church. It was supposed to be a pure and holy church. All of a sudden, the people would start seeing that as acceptable to respectable society. You see, that's what Satan does. He tries to make sin respectable to what is called respectable society. The only problem is, most society is not really respectable anymore. Isn't anything goes. Lasciviousness rules the day. And so we have to be careful. And we, as Christians, must keep our behavior that becometh holiness. And if you do, it will definitely be different than the world. We're not trying to be relative to the world. We're trying to be relative to the life of Christ. And so, as I said back then, when they would preach against the movies, oh, a lot of them were against it. And those movies back then aren't like they are today. I mentioned, I've never been to a movie. I really haven't. Never went to a theater, watched a movie. I'm told, man, they're inside there. There are pictures there that no Christian should see. Now, do I know that for a fact? No. I'm just told that by people who have gone, been a part of it. And when they show things coming up, it's very sensual. But they do that on TV anymore as well. So, if you're a Christian, keep your behavior that becometh holiness. So, you're not going to go to the movies. You're going to be that which is right before God. It might make the world say, well, I don't think that Christian should be doing or saying or acting or dressing that way. That tells me then they realize a Christian, Christ-likeness, is supposed to be different. I've told the story before here on my radio program, but I'll tell it again. I visited a young man in the hospital. His sister had asked me to go visit him and said he was in the hospital, had a back surgery of some kind, and said he was unsaved, and that was at a former church, not here where I live now. But I said, okay, I'll go. And she warned me then, but, you know, he's already kicked three preachers out of the room to came in to talk to him. And I thought, boy, that's great. I'm just a young preacher just getting started out, and I'm going in and talk to a guy who's going to kick me out of the room. But I got up there, introduced myself, and just talked with him a few minutes about a surgery, and wow, you know, the kind of work, man, I tell you what, that's kind of hard to have back problems and do the kind of work you do. Wow. You know, and just talked to him, and then just kind of made conversation for a little bit. And I said, look, I said, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Your sister asked me to come up here and see you, make sure if you're saved. Now, listen, I said, I know you've probably heard from others what I'm going to say, but would you allow me just to share with you the God's plan of salvation? And you can tell me no, or you don't want it, or whatever else, but I would like you to just listen to me, and would you do that for me? And he's very cooperative, very nice guy, really. And so I went through the plan of salvation, and I finished. I said, would you like to ask the Lord to save you right now? He says, no. I said, no, why not? And he said, well, I just don't want to do it now. I said, okay. I said, I'm not going to press you. I said, if I could press you to get you to say a prayer, you'd be saying it to get me off your back. And I said, I don't want to do that. I want you to be serious about it. And I says, but if you don't want it, I'll stop right now. He said, I don't want it. I said, okay. And then I says, but you know what? I really thank you for letting me come in and talk to you and pray for you. I said, you don't mind if I have a word of prayer with you before I leave, do you? He says, no. And so I had a prayer for him and asked for his healing as well as his salvation. And then I was getting ready to leave. I stopped. I turned around. I called his name out. I says, by the way, your sister told me you've kicked three preachers out of here. And I says, and I knew one of the preachers. I knew of him. He wasn't what I'd call a close friend. He was a Baptist preacher, but he was a Southern Baptist. I was an independent, but I knew of him. And I'd met him a time or two. And
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will come.